If you're like me, you want to work less, make more, find happiness, and make an impact in the lives of the people you love. Or maybe you just want to build a business you can eventually sell and retire wealthy. Either way, it takes determination and learning new skills in order to build a legacy. The problem is, the skills needed to build a great business are only learned on the job through trial and error. And unfortunately, by the time we learn them, it's too late. We've spent the last 5, 10, or 15 years trapped inside our business instead of building a great business that provides security, wealth, and freedom. Most of us are great technicians but have no clue when it comes to marketing, sales, and business operations. This podcast is for contractors and home service professionals who want to do more, be more, and have more. Who want to build a great business that doesn't suck all of their time and energy and allows them to take a vacation once in a while. Follow us on this journey as we search for answers and expose the shocking truth to creating an amazing life of purpose and building a legendary legacy. This is Legacy Hacks Podcast. Hey, welcome to the Legacy Hacks Podcast. This podcast is sponsored by Service Pro Ninja, a marketing agency for home service professionals. If you're an HVAC, plumber, electrician, pest control, and you need leads and marketing and business growth, then hit us up on our website, serviceproninja.net/apply. The link will be in the description. And in this episode, we are talking about how to never lose a lead ever again. This is part two of a longer conversation that we've had, about a 2-hour long talk that Armando and me put together, talking about marketing and lead handling and follow-up. And in this episode, we're going to talk about how to turn a one-and-done customer into a customer for life. We're going to talk about lead handling, the sales process. We're going to talk about recurring customers and how to keep customers for life and have them pay you over and over again. So this is a great episode. Stay tuned for that. And it's coming right up.
Talk to me about, there's another myth that goes around with online advertising, whether it be Facebook or Google or YouTube, about the lead handling. Because that's another thing that people are misunderstanding. They think, if they place an ad on Facebook or some online platform, that people are just going to automatically call them, get a hold of them the first time and say, yes, of course, come over and take my money. I want to hire you. What's happening with these leads that are coming in from online advertising, and how are business owners mishandling it?
So, yeah, I mean, you're a contractor. And I've been there myself. And typically, specifically our customer base, when we're dealing with HVAC contractors and home service, you know, pros, right? Mm-hmm. They have this one and done kind of mentality. Customer comes in and they buy from me. Okay, number one, they buy from me. Or they assume they're going to buy, right? I'm done. I mean, in fact, I asked my, before I get into that, I had a guy, my painter, come in and do some patchwork at my house. And some sheetrock work. And I asked him, I said, hey, you've done a lot of work this past year. You've been busy. I know you've been busy. He's like, oh, yeah, I've serviced, you know, almost like 900 people.
Whoa.
And I go, how many of those people have you actually gone in the years before, the years before, the years before? You know, I said, how many of those people have you actually gone back and emailed or text messaged or touch base with them and said, hey, you know, I know I did this touch up for you. You know, here's kind of what we're offering now. We have a sale on painting the house. Because you're a customer or whatever. He's like, I've never emailed anybody in my life out of all the years that he's been in business. So number one, you have, specifically in the home service industry, you have this one and done kind of mindset. A customer comes in, if they buy from you, you do the job, and then you leave and never again to be heard from again, right? And then you're constantly chasing your tail. How do I get new business? How do I get new people? How do I pay for leads? How do I sign up for things like Angie's List, for real, you know, Home Advisor, those kind of companies.
Or just the amount of referrals that you could get off if you just sent them a card that said, thank you for your business, tell your friends.
Right.
You know, you'd get 5 customers just off that.
So there is no follow-up. Process. Yeah. They don't have a process or a system to create any sort of repeat business, follow-up, you know, customer service reviews, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And so now we lead into the question that you asked, is that the leads are handled differently. Once somebody comes in, it's a lead. But just because that person doesn't buy from you right now, it doesn't mean that they're never going to buy from you again. And that's kind of the mindset that a lot of contractors and home
services have. Or just that because you called them back and they didn't answer, it doesn't mean that they're not going to buy.
Right.
You know, or that they're a flake, or that they're broke, or this is a bad lead. It's because, well, what I've discovered is it's because you didn't get back to them fast enough. Because you got to remember, on the customer side, put yourself in the customer's shoes. If you're like, I just had this happen a few weeks ago. My dishwasher broke. I reached out to five appliance repair people. One guy had the ability to text. So I sent him a text message. I called him and I sent him a text message. He got back to me within like 5 minutes. The other four, never heard from him. Never even bothered calling me back. So if they did, if those four other people did call me back, I have already had my problem solved. The first guy called me back or texted me back and said, yes, I can be there on Thursday. And I said, cool. So if those other four people did call me back, I'd be like, hey, I either wouldn't respond to them because I don't need their service anymore, or I'd say, hey, I've already got it taken care of, thanks. And they might look at me as a bad customer or a bad lead, but they took an hour to get back to me. So that's where business owners are, in my opinion, are falling down. And I, as a contractor myself, I've gone on multiple 10 or 15 or 20 times I've been to a customer's house. They've hired me to do the work and they've said, you know, you're the only guy that called us back. I literally got the job. I had no competition. I could charge what I wanted because I was their only option. They reached out to three or four contractors and I was literally the only person that responded to their call, or I was the only person that showed up. They made appointments with other contractors and they just flaked. I was the only one that kept the appointment and showed up. So that just kind of tells you something, that if you have good follow-up skills, and if you're fast, if you have, I'm going to spin this right into our product service, Pro Ninja. If you have the ability to text people, get back to them right away, respond within a few seconds, not a few hours, you're going to get more business because you're the one that's providing the customer an easy way to communicate. And that's so critical these days. It's like me as a consumer, I just want to text someone. I don't want to call. I don't want to be put on hold. I don't want to wait for someone to call me back. I would love to just text someone and say, hey, my dishwasher broke. Can you come out and fix it? Sure. How's Thursday sound? Great. Done. Problem solved. I didn't even care what he charged. I don't care. I just want someone to come right now and do it.
Yeah. The lead handling after somebody raises their hand and is interested in your stuff is super important. And that, unfortunately, is a big gap and a big problem for home service, for the home service industry, really for almost any industry. For us, we see that on the HVAC side, and we see that in home service space, like you just mentioned, when people will call. And you know, most small businesses don't realize that their biggest opportunity, their biggest waste is going to be on the lead handling, specifically on the phone side of things. Because most HVAC contractors, most home service pros, they've already invested money in their website. They've already invested money on their SEO most of the time. They're probably already buying leads from Angie's List or some independent lead provider. They're probably already doing print advertising. And when a consumer picks up that phone and calls them and they don't answer, and they go to the next guy and the next guy and the next guy until somebody does, not only are they losing that opportunity, but they're hurting everything that they've already paid for. They're hurting their brand, because on the consumer end, like you, we're like, okay, well, this guy didn't pick up. He's not trustworthy. He didn't get back to me until like 8 o'clock that night. And that does something psychologically where you're like, okay, well, you know, do I really want to work with this guy? He didn't even get back to me until 8 o'clock at night. What can I expect from a job? You know, is he not going to show up to my, is he going to take my money? Is he going to be responsible? All that other stuff. And so it does something. So the lead handling is super important to patch up the holes. And if you can cover most of that, if you can, you know, have a solution, which, you know, Service Pro Ninja, shameless plug, we do this.
Yeah.
Where we set up lead handling, automatic callbacks and text messages for people who you missed. Even your own customer database, we help you with getting those people back into the front of your business so they can turn into repeat customers. You're going to be able to maximize your investment without really investing more in marketing and advertising services, because you already have a good customer list. You already have people who bought stuff from you before. You just have to reintroduce yourself back to them and bring them back into the loop, right?
Yeah, and then and get reviews on the back end and ask for referrals, ask for repeat business. And this goes with what we've been saying for a while is leads are not hard to get. Leads are easy. Leads are, you know, there's numerous ways to get leads through print advertising, through coupons, through, you know, it doesn't have to be Facebook. Facebook is, you know, a method that we prefer because it's easy and it's cheap. It builds your brand simultaneously. It creates that bond of trust because you can show your face. You can do a video. You can do certain things that you can't do with print advertising. But print does work. It's more expensive, but it does work. The problem is where people have a misunderstanding of advertising and marketing is on that lead handling side. When the lead comes in, how fast can you get to that lead and answer their question or solve their problem, or at least let them know that you heard them? That's all a customer wants. They want to know that they've been heard and that you're reliable and that you're going to, you know, you're someone that they can trust to fix their problem, whether it's a broken garage door or a broken appliance or broken, you know, furnace or AC system. That's all they care about. So that's one of the things that Service Pro Ninja does, that, you know, the company that we've set up is for, you know, not only customer acquisition, but lead handling specifically. And a lot of it done on autopilot, booking appointments for you, et cetera. Right.
Yeah. And, you know, it's also like some of those things can be fixed a couple ways, right? Number one, humans can fix that, which becomes really expensive because now you have...
Meaning the lead handling?
Yeah. You know, you have a human on the other end. I mean, realistically, though, like, if you think about who our customer base is, who we service as clients, most of them, they have a spouse that is helping them with the phones, right? She's the office manager. She's doing the phones, the invoicing, sometimes the quoting and all that stuff. She's either full-time or she's part-time, or they have a part-time person at the office doing this. And realistically, that person is going to miss calls. You know, they're going to miss calls and texts and all that stuff. And it can get very costly to add an additional FTE, an additional, you know, resource as a human. So the other way to fix that is through systems and processes and a little bit of automation, which is kind of what we do for them, right? A lead comes in or somebody calls either your Google My Business or they call you through a postcard or a referral. Maybe somebody just mentions your phone number and your name in a Facebook group and you get a referral. But
yeah,
you're busy doing work. You're busy, you know, doing work for a customer or on a ladder or someplace in between. You can't right quite get to that. Well, those people, then you lose those and they go to the next guy. So what we've set up is a way to automatically text these people back, automatically call them back, automatically email them back in a way that you don't lose them. So as soon as
that looks completely natural and
human-like. Yeah, and it actually works out really well. We find that most people really enjoy that because they're like, oh, I called this person and you get a text saying, hey, I'm sorry, I couldn't get to you because I was on a ladder. Can I help you with something? And they're like, oh, you know, yeah, I was calling you because I needed help with my AC unit or my furnace isn't working or something. Is there any chance that you can come check that out? And then that starts a whole conversation where you're not on the phone anymore. It's like, yeah, you know, absolutely. Because when somebody sends a text, they're waiting for a text back and there's that, they know that there's this.
Right. And more importantly, it stops what it does. It stops them from scrolling. because they're going down the list on whether they've Googled someone or whatever. And it's like, if you can respond to them within a minute, now they've made contacts. You're like, oh, good. You know, someone is ready to solve my problem. I can stop searching. I can stop going on to the next guy, because I tell you 99% of the time, oh, I would say 100% of the time, they're going to go with the first person that responds. I've seen that personally. And I use, you know, I have a concrete flooring company in addition to my partnership with Service Pro Ninja. And I've seen that personally, where I don't answer the phone. An automatic text goes out that says, hey, sorry, I didn't get your phone call. Was there something that I could help you with? The conversation, and they reply back. The conversation starts right there, and I get them as a customer, because I'm the only one that has responded to their request.
Yeah, it's actually pretty cool. We start to see that, right? And on we're on the opposite side. So we're on the business side, and we're working with business owners and we're contractors, and we're setting this stuff up for them.
Yeah. And,
but when it happens to us as consumers, we're like, you know, it's like a this is great. You know, like I'm kind of expecting that, because I don't want to be on a call all day long when I can just text you real quick. Like, hey, can you come out and check me out? I had this experience the other day with a plumber because I had a leak. And I must have called 3 or 4 different plumbers, and only one guy, he actually texted me back. I called and he texted me back. He said, hey, this is, you know, John. And he's like, sorry, man, you know, I'm like in an attic somewhere. I'm like, oh, you know, thanks for calling me back. I have a leak. He's like, can I call you back in 15 minutes? I'm like, great. I immediately stopped searching. Like, I was going to wait for him to call me back. And he did call me back, and we went through the process and everything. But the other guys never picked up the phone.
Yeah.
And they never called me back. So, you know, he ended up coming to my house and fixing the problem that we had. So it's just the way the consumer mind is working right now. And a lot of home service pros, a lot of contractors are not really thinking about what the customer journey looks like. Think about it. We've had a pretty crazy couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
COVID, all this other stuff. And on top of that, life is happening. Kids, families, work, and everything. You want to be able to get in front of these people's personal space. Somebody goes to your website, they forget about you. But if you're in their text message, they're not going to forget about you. That's a conversation that can happen in the kids' carpool lane, at the grocery store, anywhere, right? You can have that two-way conversation. Oh, can you come here? Can you do this? Can you do that? And most of our conversations are with customers are happening in text messages as well.
And that's just how people want to communicate these days. Just face it. No one wants to get on the phone.
That's right.
It's tough. It's unfortunate, but it's the reality. It's like I found a appliance repair guy that could text me because I didn't want to talk on the phone.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you liked this episode and found it valuable, please consider leaving us a review on iTunes or wherever you're listening. It helps others find the show and helps us reach a bigger audience. If you have a question or need help with your marketing or business development, reach out to us on our Facebook page. Just go to Service Pro Ninja on Facebook, or you can go to legacyhackspodcast.com and use the web chat widget to send us a text message. Thanks for listening, and until next time, go be legendary.